time you drive home, it'd be over.
There you are.
You find the pen?
Lisa went to the meeting and stole it.
You have to read all three of
them. But give them out. He wasn't. And so Lisa was talking, pulling right now. Came and gave him their phone.
Agenda.
Look at
him. We added it at the end hour. Never know.
They were very well behaved.
It's bedtime, so we'll see how it plays out. Ready when you are.
Okay, good evening. This evening's October 13th Mayor and Council meeting is the festivities will go as follows. We will see democracy at its best, as I call it. We have in our presence tonight four individuals that were recently elected to a new role, or someone that, well, four were elected. So this evening, we'll start this with our swearing in of our new elected mayor, Zachary Kendall. And doing the swearing in ceremony will be Susan Branicky, clerk of court.
Of the United States. You will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland and support the Constitution and laws thereof, and that you will, to the best of your skill and judgment, diligently and faithfully, without partiality or prejudice, execute the office of mayor for the town of Berlin, Maryland, according to the Constitution and laws of this state.
I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can we get a picture? didn't bring a big book, I just brought a page.
Oh, it's okay, it's perfect. Thank you, Susan.
I'm going to ask you to sign both of these, and I'll sign both of them also and give you one.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can we do another photo of them?
Yep.
And then film if you're hanging around or.
I know you do.
They say you can smile with your eyes. I haven't learned that yet. Thank you again.
Enough to you.
Thank you. So then we'll start with swearing in the new council members, and we'll begin with council member-elect, soon to be council member Janer. Right. And we'll raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I, Janer, do swear and affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do swear and affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland.
And I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland.
And support the Constitution and laws thereof.
And support the Constitution and laws thereof.
And that I will.
And that I will.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
Diligently and faithfully.
Diligently and faithfully.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Without partiality and prejudice.
Execute the office of council member of the town of Berlin.
The office of council in the town of Berlin.
This is the test. According to the Constitution and laws of this state.
According to the Constitution and laws of this state.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Careful of those wires.
Tricky with the wires. That's the stuff people can't see at home. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Shanika Nichols.
Do swear and affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance.
That I will be faithful and bear true allegiance.
And that I will.
And that I will.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
To the best of my skill and judgment.
Diligently and faithfully.
Diligently and faithfully.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Execute the office of council member of the town of Berlin.
Execute the office of council member of the town of Berlin.
According to the Constitution and laws of this state.
According to the Constitution and laws of this state.
Congratulations. Are we doing the group photo now, or it's up to the press? Group photo.
Whatever
now?
You want.
Let's do a group photo now. And then we can always do another one afterwards, if they don't turn out. Yes. How do we want to do it? Any particular lineup?
Come this way a little bit more.
Time of the chance.
How about it?
Can we go up on the stage and just use the shield?
Most definitely. Do you need the chairs out of the way? Or?
Yeah, that's perfect. We just angle this way. We'll, so kind of two of you on one side, two, you know, 21st century, 19th century, you know, so we can see the Berlin.
Slide a little more this way.
Yeah.
A little more.
All right, right there is perfect.
Do we want to pretend like we like each other?
Well, you want to sign a little more. Yeah. There we go, perfect.
Perfect, right there.
All right, everybody looking over here.
Glad we walked you along.
Congratulations. Next, we have the honor of having Mayor G. Williams with us this evening, and on behalf of the people of Berlin, I'd like to give you the first proclamation, and it's an honor to do so. And first of all, thank you. It's been an honor to serve underneath of you as a council member, and I've learned a lot over the past 4 years, 5 years really, because I sat in the audience for a while. And it's been a true honor, and I look forward to working together in this new capacity. And I would like to read this proclamation to Mayor G. Williams. Over the past 17 years, you have dedicated your time and energy to the town of Berlin, first as a council member, then vice president of the council, and mayor in 2008. Always offering encouragement and support to staff, residents, and business owners, welcoming visitors with these words, "We pride ourselves with 19th century charm and 21st century living," also right here. "Your leadership helped make Berlin America's coolest small town, and your encouraging words to future mayors," and many of you may not know this, but there's an airplane in the office, and on the bottom of that airplane is a note that says, "To future mayors, stay the course and fly above the flat." Words to live by. Now therefore be it known that I, Zach Sindel, mayor of the town of Berlin, on behalf of the town council, staff, and citizens, do hereby pay tribute to Mayor G. Williams III for his years of dedicated and honorable service to our community. Thank you. Thank you. business owners from Berlin worked with me to help make sure that Mayor Williams has something to remember the town of Berlin, not that you won't. But just 12 years is a long time in these chambers, and it goes a long way, but I think you should have something to be able to remember his work here. So I'd like to ask Gary to come up, Gary Moore, with Anchorwood Creations. So Gary worked to take the old gavel that you used for the past, at least what, how many years is mayor?
12
is mayor, 17 total. So 12 years. I know. Gary's a professional, but he was not able to get those out. So on behalf of all of us and Gary's craftsmanship, would you like to tell people a little bit about the wood that was used and the work that went into this?
Sure.
Because I'll probably.
Well, sir, the walnut that I used for the frame on it is from a walnut tree that had fallen on Burley Street. And based on the size of the tree, it was likely 180 years old. So the tree was older than Berlin's actually been incorporated. So yeah, local material and locally made.
Thank you so much.
This is a momentous time in my life, not only to Mayor Williams, because you've been fantastic. This also goes to the newly elected council members. It's a journey, and I'm going to steal the mayor's words. Stay high, fly the course, and stay on course. Okay, that's very important. But you've been, in the 10, 11 years I've known you, Mayor Williams, I give you two thumbs up. And I very much respect you, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
In one capacity or another, back from your reporter days, you and I have worked together for more than 29 years now. It has definitely been a pleasure all the way through, and we'll miss you.
Thank you.
Mayor, from the finance department and billing department and customer service, on behalf of everybody, I just want to thank you for all the years of dedication, hard work, leadership, encouragement, great example.
We sure
will miss you.
Thank you. Keep going around.
Yeah, might as well.
Thank you very much. I'm just excited to be a part of this exciting town. We've accomplished quite a few things. We've got quite a few things to do with this new administration. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. And I'll echo what Jeff said. It's expressed our respect for you.
G started, by the way, G and we are the same age. I won't tell you what that is. G started with the newspaper when I came on the council. Then he turned around and ran for city council, so we served as city council, and then I served under him as the mayor. So we've been together a long time. But I enjoyed every bit of it. I've learned a lot from G. I hope you learned something from me. But we've been around Berlin a long time. And I've enjoyed every minute. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. In the electric department, myself as the director and the employees, I just want to say thank you for supporting us. Throughout the 10 years that I've been here, been really a leader to us, and we're going to miss you. Thank you.
On behalf of the Public Works Department, I'd like to say thank you. It's been very enjoyable working with you for all these years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Water Resource Department wants to thank you for everything you've done for us, and help us out, get through everything, and we wish you the best on your new endeavors, and congratulations on retirement maybe, but thank you very much for everything you've done for us.
Thank you.
Gee, I haven't been here as long as everybody in the room who's on staff, but I often get asked in my personal life, how's things in Berlin? How's it like working there? And I always tell them, starts with the top. Gotten nothing but respect from all my peers, and that especially goes for you. I tell people all the time, he has never asked me or told me what to think. He wants to know what I think. So I always took that as a great matter of respect. Nothing more important to the employees, and we're going to miss your wisdom and your guidance and your leadership, and I thank you for that.
Sitting here and I'm thinking on the phone, and we would go off on a tangent about everything going on in the world. But I remember when we did a flash mob for one of the town events, and you had your top hat on, and we were trying to get the steps right. And I remember thinking, we have the coolest mayor of all time. and I still echo that, and I respect everything that you've done. I am actually in awe of what you have done for this town. When I came here 6 years ago, I mean, Berlin was the talk of the state. And whenever Berlin gets mentioned, they always say, we still have that awesome mayor, G. And I say, yes, he's still here. And now I'll report our new mayor, Zach, and he'll take over. But I will never forget you. And I hope that we can enjoy a beer sometime and talk about life. But I have the utmost respect for you. And I very much appreciate everything that you've done for myself and for the town. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mayor, I've been here for 29 plus years. I've had an opportunity to go ahead and serve under 7 mayors. I've talked over half of them quite a bit. But I think I'm blessed to have the opportunity to go ahead and sit in your office many times and to go ahead and really up there pull in the many things that you've actually up there told me about Berlin, taught me about ourselves and what we are inspired to be. I've heard a lot of people say they're going to miss you. I'm not going to miss you. How can you miss anything that's going to be here? Again, as a historian, I really appreciate that. Again, I don't think we can find too many people that actually know the history more than you do about Berlin, and I have an opportunity to go ahead and really learn about that. And again, when we talk about you in different aspects, we can definitely either say that you have built a legacy. When we go ahead and look at the buildings, your name is going to be upon them. You're not going to be forgotten. When it says the coolest small town, they have to have a picture of you. So, again, you all can go ahead and say, I'm going to miss G and all those sort of things. Please don't act like he's dead. In all honesty, it lives on. You have more to offer. It's just going to be in a different capacity. So, again, I say Godspeed and thank you for everything.
Conversations with you, mostly on the telephone because I'm over in Ocean City. But you know, throughout the years, I've learned a lot from you. I respect you, and again, it was a pleasure. And I hope you've already scheduled a vacation. You deserve
it. That's on my to-do list. Thank you.
Just saying, it's so cool to see all the lives that Mayor Williams has impacted, and it's just a fraction because, I mean, our town's roughly, what, 5,000 people thereabouts? So that's amazing. So thank you so much.
Well, I wish you all the best. I'm so grateful, and I have to tell you, being mayor was never on my to-do list. I never thought I would be doing that. I never knew I would go from one side of the room to the other. But it's been a very rewarding experience, and I have so much optimism about the future of this town. You've got great leadership. You've got new energy and experience, wisdom. The combination is a winner. And Zach, all the best to you. And it's just been a pleasure. Thank you.
I didn't get to thank you, G, yet. but if nobody can doubt your love for Berlin, Maryland. And when they look at Berlin, Maryland, and read in the dictionary, there's going to be a picture of you. Thank you so much. I've learned so much, and I really appreciate what you've done for the town.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we all want a phone call when you grab those beers.
Did everybody get cake? I think that's an important part.
I don't know, the wait staff in this place.
We'll see what we can do.
He could have been serving while we were talking, huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I should have brought my water up. Think about it, everybody. Since I didn't eat lunch until like 4 o'clock.
Thank you, Jeff.
No ice cream.
Well, we're going to have to complain about that. That's a deal breaker.
Boat.
What's that?
It's the chocolate or vanilla, it's the boat.
Okay. Yes, please, I'll take it.
Vanilla or chocolate?
Vanilla's perfect, thank you. What do you
want, vanilla? Whatever one you pick up is fine by me.
Thank you.
Either one.
Lemon, I don't know.
There we go. Look, perfect. Thank you, Jeff.
Where did we get it from, Jimmy? It looks more autumn.
Good, Jeff? Okay, everyone. We're going to call to order our regularly scheduled mayor and council meeting for Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. If you don't mind joining us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So the first item on the agenda for this evening's meeting was the approval of the minutes from our regularly scheduled session held on September 28th, 2020. But it takes three members to be able to approve the minutes for that previous session. And since Council Member Burrell is absent, that'll be postponed until our next meeting. So the next item on our agenda is the nomination of a vice president. In years past, I think that there's never really been a defined term for that position. So the first thing I would like to ask the council to do is to determine whether they would like that position to be a two-year cycle, so it runs every time we have an election in the town of Berlin, or whether you would like that to be a four-year term. So I spoke with Dave Gaskell, and according to the town code, the council has the ability to make that determination. Is that correct, Dave?
According to the town charter, the council has the ability to make its own rules and order of business, and of course, this would come under that. So the council can suggest a two-year term, a four-year term, no term.
Right.
And currently it is what, 1 year or 2 years?
I don't think
we've ever... I've been here 15 years, and when G became mayor, Elroy became the vice president, and I don't think we ever addressed
I think it was renewed when he was reelected.
Okay. Every 4 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall the elections, but I know he was the guy.
And we have elections every 2 years, and without having anything on the books, I was asking for some guidance with whether the council would like to have that be a four-year or a two-year term.
Do you need a motion, Mayor?
It would have to come in the form of a motion, yes.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we set the term for vice president of the council as 2 years.
I'll second that motion.
Having a motion by Council Member Orris and a second by Council Member Ner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed unanimously. So the next item on our agenda is to nominate a vice president for this body. We'll take any nominations from the floor.
I'd like to nominate Dean Burrell for vice president.
Having a nomination of Council Member Burrell by Council Member Purnell, All the yays?
Aye.
Sorry. All the nays?
And real quick, for everybody's edification, Dean is not being punished because he's not here.
All right, passing unanimously, Councilmember Burrell will be our new vice president for a term of 2 years. The next item on our agenda is departmental reports, and Town Administrator Jeff Fleetwood will take over that report.
Well, good evening, Mayor and Council. Not a lot. It's a rather short agenda, but I do have a... are you here, Ivy?
No.
Okay. I'll read this.
You look right at me.
You want to do this?
Certainly.
You can put more motion in than I can.
Oh, boy.
Good evening, Mayor Tindall.
Good evening.
Let's see. I am kind of crazy right now because I'm still working on both of those grants. So for those of you in the room who realize what it's like, I know Darl knows what it's like to be in the weeds with grants. So still, they're due on Thursday, so we've got two more days to go, almost finished. And also working on Oktoberfest, celebration of Oktoberfest and the Fall Sidewalk Sale in Berlin on Saturday. We are currently working on a map that'll showcase where each shop and each of the tents will be located throughout town. I want to let everybody know that while the road will still be open to traffic, there will be no parking on Main Street or the side streets. It's up to our police department to be able to close the road that day, and we are not closing the road that day. And I'll give you an example. Baked Desserts Cafe, they'll have a tent set up outside, and the buzz meter will be set up next to them. Over at J&M, there'll be a tent for food. On Artisan's Green, there'll be artists set up. Finn's will have a beer truck in their own private parking lot. Blacksmith will have specials. The Globe, all of our restaurants will have crunches as well. The hotel will have brats and a bar outside as well. And let's see. So we had to cancel the Christmas parade this year, but we've been working really hard to try to figure out some creative ways to be able to enjoy the holidays and give the kids something really fun to look forward to. So what we're going to do this year is we're going to have a holiday house decorating contest. And that'll start sometime in December, and we're encouraging participants to sign up. We'll have an entry form, and homes can win prizes and also a big yard sign that'll say, you know, best in show. And some of the awards that we've come up with are they're actually named after Christmas characters. So we'll have the Clark Griswold Award, which will be the brightest house. The Kevin McAllister Award will be the most creative house. And the George Bailey Award will be the most traditional. And then the best house will get the Charles Dickens Award. So that's something to look forward to for the month of December. So stay tuned for that. And that's it.
Hey, Dave Engard. Yeah.
I have nothing to add.
Jamie?
I have nothing.
Are you waiting? Okay. Tim Lawrence. Natalie?
Thank you.
Mary?
Quickly, we had, I can't swear that it's a record turnout for voters at this past election, but it's definitely one of the highest I've seen. Total voter turnout was over 35%, which is, as I said, I can't swear that it's a record. I haven't been here that long, but it's definitely one of the highest ones that I've ever seen. And I just want to give a quick thank you to the election board for pulling such a good election. It went very, very smoothly, especially considering we were all working under kind of new rules with all of the COVID. And I also want to thank the voters. They made it go very smoothly as well. Social distancing wasn't an issue. Face masks were an issue. It all just went very, very well.
Thank you.
Arnold?
I'd just like to go ahead and say kudos to Claude Holland. They put together a cookout for the seniors at the Cottages for Berlin on Friday. It was over 50 people that were serviced. And we have to go ahead and, again,
as a Coastal Styles Worcester County Public Safety Official of the Year. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Comments from the mayor. The only thing that I have to say is thank you and that I look forward to working with the new members and the more senior members of this council, our staff, and the people of Berlin. Also, I think we have one announcement. The plaques, the nameplates will be in hopefully for our next meeting. So, Jeff, do you want to elaborate on any of those?
Well, a couple things that slipped my mind. That's one, the new nameplates will be a motif of white with black lettering. Each nameplate will have your individual district and or at large or mayor on that placard as well. Then we now know who the vice president is going to be. That'll be on there. So the next meeting, am I correct to say we should have them in time?
We're hoping.
Exactly.
Yeah. If not, one
we'll
more
have, we'll have something. if we don't have the official plaques, we'll have something.
And then it slipped me what I wanted to say as well. With the agenda, with the COVID-19, we're going to do a little flip-flop from what I call the ordinary. Normally what we've done, it's been the sequence of events has always been departmental reports and then my report. We're going to flip it because, atypically with COVID, department heads are not here unless they have something on the agenda. And I'm pretty much just reading what they wish to.
Thank you. Any comments from the council?
Welcome.
Thank you.
I just have three real quick things. First, congratulations to our new mayor and fellow council members. Two things that I just want to mention real quick. Is it possible, and this can be after the new year, for staff, to town staff to look into, on our website, under the boards and commissions, are we able to list the when the terms expire for those members on the website?
We can list any information.
Okay. I know it has they're 5 to 7 years or whatever, mm-hmm. depending, but if we could get the individual when the expiration of the terms are, that way anyone who might be interested can send a letter to the town expressing their interest. Not urgent, we can wait until after the new year. And then also I was just looking at the holiday schedule, and I noticed that town staff has off Christmas half days, as I understand it, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. With the council, I guess, make a motion or blessing, I'll go ahead and suggest that Christmas Eve be just an entire day off for town staff. That would be Thursday the 24th.
And this is in line with what was suggested this prior holiday season. The council did move to afford the employees a full day on Christmas Eve. And I believe this year, Christmas Day falls on a
Friday,
so Christmas Eve is on Thursday.
So I think just as a way to express an art, thank you for this town staff, and they can have their day with their family.
Do you want to make that in the form of a motion?
I'll make a motion that we consider Christmas Eve, which will be the 24th, Thursday, 2020, a town holiday.
All in favor of making Christmas Eve 2020 a full-day town holiday?
We need a second, Mayor.
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
Typically, in the past, we have not called for seconds.
That's true. Okay.
However, that'll be something that we consider moving forward. But for this motion, we'll take it to a vote with just the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passing unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Council Member Nur, any comment?
No comments, just congratulations to Shanika, Jack, and Pat.
Thank you.
Good campaign.
Thank you. Council Member Nichols?
Great campaign season, guys. Great turnout with the voters. Great politics going on, and a lot of good camaraderie. So congratulations, Mom, and thank you for the support of all.
Thank you. Have we received any comments from the public?
No, nothing.
Any comments from the press? No? Anyone in the audience? All right. Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm going to give the envelope back.
You're going to keep that envelope.
Watch it.
I know.
They will.
I feel it.
It'll be in the fridge tomorrow.
I bet that thing. It took me all day.